We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, top line, beginning of the Amud. It said in the Mishnah that when is it considered the end of the Kayetz season? Kayetz is when they cut the figs to dry them. So it says, we say, Atu Yava Kayetz, Atu Yakpilu Amakzai, so you fold up the pack of knives. So Gemara says that it means it goes buster the city, rave of the people in the city, fold up their pack of knives, that's called the end of the season. So Tari learned in a braisa, hukbulu roiv ha-maktsoyis. If roiv of the maktsoyis, roiv of the knives are put away, mutarois mishum gezel, if you find figs on the field, it's mutum shum gezel, because people are mayayish by then, upaturois mina maisers, and since they're hefker, loch is that hefker is part of a maiser, because the pasuk says, uva levi ke'in lechelek v'nach le'imach, so it says the levi comes to get maiser, because there's no chelek v'nach le'imach. Mashenken hefker, which he has a chelek in, there's no din maiser. So it comes to this time, everything is hefker because people are miyayish, because people are finished already gathering in the figs to dry them, therefore it's hefker. And the Gemara brings a few maises to illustrate this point. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Iklu Hug Asra, they went to a certain city, it was Mount Chukpul Erev HaMaktayis, after the time when most of the knives were put away, Rabbi Havaka Ochel, Rabbi ate the figs, they were hefker, he ate them. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Loyachel, Rabbi Yosi, Yehuda did not eat it because he didn't want to eat it, even though it was hefker. He was going with Lefnim Meshur HaZadin. Rabbi, on the other hand, wanted to show his Talmidim that this is the way, this is Mutta, and therefore he ate. Lamaisa, what happened was, as they were eating, Osamaroin, the owner came, walked by, Omalahu, so he told them, Amai Loy Achir Abanon, why aren't you eating more? Hukbul Rev Maksayisu, it's ready to share, Hukbul Rev Maksayis. Vafapikin, even though the owner went ahead and said to eat, and it's after the time when we put away the knives, still like Achor Rav Yehuda, they still didn't want to eat. Why? The owner gave him Mefarish permission. He said clearly he gave him permission to eat. So Teretz is because he held Kesav Mishum Shnias Milsu to come Hadein Gavra. And the way Ran explains is saying he was doing it like he was being cynical. He was saying, hey, you guys ready to mati yourself to eat because Rav Maktois. That's the way Ran learns. That he was just being cynical. He wasn't really being matir. The Rosh was a little different. The Rosh learns that Taka was being matir, but maybe because he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed to say he was makbid. Akabonim, Reis Yehuda held that it wasn't so posh to be matir over here, and therefore he held the Flim Meshur Zadin, you shouldn't eat from these Muktzai. For the Maisim, Ikar Adin, the Loch is that's Hefker. Rabbi Chamabar, Rav Chanina, Iklahu Asra, Bezman Shokpul Reiv HaMuktzais. Rabbi Chamabar, went to a certain city after the Zman of Hukbul Rav HaMaktayis, have a ka'ochel, and he was eating. Yav l'shame, he gave it to his shamis, he wanted to, you eat also, eat some, it's a hefker. Amalei, ha'chol, he told his shamis, eat. Kach amalei, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yosef, Shmuel, Viv Hukbul Rav HaMaktayis, that once it reached the time when they put away, Rav of the city put away their knives, mutaris mashum gezel, smutakun gezel, mutaris v'namaisa, that's part of v'namaisa. So he's telling him, you eat, and that's the halacha. The Gemara brings another ma'aser. Rav Tarfon Ashkechehu Gavra, Bezman Shukbul HaMaktayis, took a ochel. Rav Tarfon went to one of his fields, and he was eating from the figs, and the owner found him, and the owner was very angry at him. Achse Besaka, he put him into a sack, he was a big strong guy, put him into a sack, Veshakle, and he schlepped him, V'amtayi L'Veshdai B'Naharu, he was playing with throwing him into the water. He's going to kill him. He thought he was stealing, he's going to kill him. Omaloi, so as he was getting, he was being brought to be killed, so he said, Oy loy le tarfin shezeh hargoy. He said, Oy nebuch for tarfin, that this guy is killing him. And now, Shamahu Gavra, the guy heard this is the God Adar of Tarfin, Shafke, he let him go over Arak and ran away. Omrav Avov, Shum Rav Chanani ben Gamil, Kol Yomav Shoyzet Tzadik, all the days of Rabbi Tarfin, the rest of his life, Hoyim Mitzdar Adavazah, he was very bothered by this, that he used his name, his Torah, in order to be saved. He says, woe to me that I used the Kesser of Torah, the crown of Torah, to save myself. Anyone who uses the Kesser of Torah to save himself or to do something, he could die from that. Bal Shatzar, used Shinashtamas for Klei Kodesh. We know he made a big party with the Klei Kodesh, or the Kelim of the Vesmikdash. Shinasu Klei Chol, even though it was already Kaim Klei Chol, Shinema Uvoba Pritzim Vechilua, there's a Hanukkah reference, Uvoba Pritzim Vechilua, the Pritzim came in and they were Mechal, the Kelim, by defiling the kelim. Actually, the Yavetz asked the Chayr, just by using the kelim, how does that make it into chayil? But like bottom, they made the kelim chayil. And kimin zeparzu nasa chayil, nekam na'ilim, still Baal Shatzev, for using those kelim, got a terrible einish, shechsev, Baal Balayla, kata Baal Shatzev, was killed that night. That he used those kelim. So mishdamish b'kisset shal Torah, shuchay b'kayim la'ilim, if you use the kisset shal Torah, which is not defiled, it is still kodesh. Imagine what type of einish there is, achas kama v'kama. So here, Rav Tarvin felt bad because he felt he used the Kisra Shal Torah to save himself. And we'll see the Gedda Advarim momentarily what exactly the Taina was on Rav Tarvin's level. But upon him, so Rav Tarvin, because he used this, he bothered him all the days. Rav Tarvin, kiven ki ochel, the hukl reva maksoyis hava, hamay tzari gavra. So Freit the Gemara, what's takapshat? Why was the guy so upset? Rav Tarvin was only eating these peiris after the Zman of Huklor of Avoktsayich, which is after the Zman that already it was mutter to be eaten, it was Hefker. So why did he put him in that sack and bring him to the water and try to kill him? My Tavu Gavra. And for the Gemara, Mishum Duhahu Hava Gamvile, there was a certain guy the whole year was stealing from his Paris. Hava Gamvile Amvile was stealing his grapes. Kulash also the whole year. The Kivon the Ashkler of Tarfin, when he found him Tarfin eating the dried figs, eating the figs, so behind the ganav, he said, "Oh, this I found the ganav. Here's my ganav." So therefore, he grabbed him and tried to kill him. Freit the Gemara back. Yehochi, I might see a nafshei. So why was he so upset for using the kisra shel Torah? And the Ran explains like this: that Bishlama, if he's only angry at this time by Roiva Mektoyis, so we understand that maybe he should have, he should have. There we understand why do you have to say it's Tarfin? He should have said, by the way, it's the time of Rav Mukzois. So therefore, why do he use his name of Tarfin to save himself? He should have used the reason he's saying, I'm taking it because of Hefker. Or, since it's so little amount, he should have said, I'll pay for it. And not, don't use your name of Tarfin. But now that we're saying that he completely accused him, Mamasha Bilbo over here, he accused him. So here, what do you want him to do? You want him to pay for the whole thing? Here he can use his name and say that here, I'm a Tarfin. What do you want? Why is that a Taina? So the more answer is, you know why it's a Taina? Because they're a Tarfin. He should have paid for the whole thing. So the Gemara is saying like this, that if you have a way to get out with money, you should not use your Torah to get out of this thing. Even though he was right. He was 100% right. He didn't steal the whole year. But still, if you can't convince him that it wasn't him who was the ganev, and the only way to convince him is by saying Rav Tarfin, and if you can afford it, you should pay the money. That's the halacha. But the Ran speaks out that there are certain things that the Talmud Chacham deserves. Then Avadi, you're allowed to be Maidia them that you're Talmud Chacham. For example, in certain places, Talmud Chacham do not pay taxes. So you're allowed to say, I'm a Talmud Chacham in order not to pay taxes. That's not called using your Torah, because that is your ptur, you are potter for that. You're not using your Torah to get out of something. You're just using your Torah to get something you deserve. Or, for example, the Baal Talmud Chacham goes first when it comes to the Torah. Then you're allowed to use your Torah for that. But you can't use your Torah to save yourself from something that you could use money. If you would not be a Talmud Chacham, so then how to get out of it? You have to pay money for it. So you can't use your Talmud Chacham to save yourself money. You can't use your Talmud Chacham status to save yourself money, because that's called using Kisra Shel Torah. Tanya learned in a brisa, La ahavo es Hashem lekecha l'shmoya bekoiloi uladof kaboy. It says in the pasuk that you should love Hashem and you have to be medavik by Hashem. The whole pasuk reads like this: La ahavo es Hashem lekecha l'shmoya bekoiloi uladof kaboy ki hucha yecha va'oirech yimecha l'sheves al adama. So upon him, that's what the pasuk says. So the more taych is like this: So yoyma adam ekra. A person should say, I'm a learn chumash. Shikuni Chacham. So does he call me a Chacham? Eshtam Lur Mishnayis, Shikuni Rebbe, just call me Rebbe. Or he's saying, Ashana Shlur Gemara, Shei Zokin Vashiva Shiva. So I should be a big Rosh Hashiva. That's why I want to learn Torah. No. Ela Lomad Mehava Lurm, because you love Hashem. Vesayf I covered love. And the covered will come. Shinemar, Koshrem. The Pasuk says that Koshrem in Mishle, Koshrem Alas Beisecho, Koshrem Luach Libecho, which means, and the Pasuk goes further, Inde Magagar Esecho, which means learn Torah in order to remember. Should be shkurim beficha. Make sure it's a klar. It's mamish written down on your heart. Learn Torah in order to know it. The people, if we learn Torah, will have derachad achinayim. Will be a nice life. Then all that's been said for Kavalavai, don't worry, Hashem will take care of you. You learn Torah Lishma, Hashem will take care of you. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok Eimer, Asay Dvar M'Shem Pa'alam. Do the mitzvahs and the Torah L'Shem Pa'alam, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is mitzvah on them, who commanded us to do those mitzvahs. L'Shem Pa'alam, the one who told us to do it. And V'Dava, V'Dibam L'Shma, and talk L'Shma. What does it mean, talk L'Shma? Dr. Rosh, Kol Dibarach Ma'asech V'Divay Torah, Yi L'Shem HaTorah. Should be L'Shem HaTorah, can lay down, V'Lahavim, to understand it, L'Hoysev Lekach, V'Pilpov L'Lekanta V'Zgoy, it's not to show off. The Torah should be learned in order to Hashem Torah, to understand the Torah, to know the Torah. And it goes further and says, Al Tasem, which is a Mishnah novice really, Al Tasem Atar L'Skadavim. Don't use the Torah to become a crown, to become big. Al Tasem Kardim Lias Oedavah. Don't use it for an axe or a shovel to dig with it. Nekam Ra'ilam, Ma'adach Baal Shatzar, who used Kli Kodesh to turn into Choyal already. He became Nekam Ra'ilam, a Mishtamish Kisra Taira, Alachas Kam Kamba. You have to be very careful to Mishtamish with Kisra Shotaira. Omar Rabba, Shari Leila Inishla, Duy Nafshe, Ba'ashli Adle. A person is allowed to let people know. He comes to a city, no one knows he's a Talmud Chacham. He's allowed to be Medea them, let them know that he's a Talmud Chacham, in order to get the perks that a Talmud Chacham deserves. For example, let's say taxes. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Va'avdecha Yorei Es Hashem Minu'urav. It says that when Avadia met Eliyahu HaNavi, it says that he tells Eliyahu HaNavi that I am a Yorei Hashem Minu'urav. You see, he let him know who he is. Elakasha de Rab Tarfin. So I, Rab Tarfin, why couldn't he pat himself? Like the Gemara asked before. And for the Gemara, Shani Rab Tarfin, the Osher Godol HaVahayel Vais V'Davim. There you could have got out with money. And he's a big Osher, so he could not use his Torah in that way. Rava Rami, it says in the Pasuk by Avadia, the Pasuk we just read, Va'avdecha Yorei Es Hashem Ne'urai. So, and it's the theory of Ksiv, it says in another Pasuk, Yahalucha Zar V'Leipicha. Let someone else praise you, not yourself. So he sees the theory. On one hand, it says, you should let people know you're Talmud Chacham. On the other hand, it says, that Yahalucha Zar V'Leipicha. And the Gemara, Haba Asher Diadlei, Haba Asher Diadlei. If they don't know who you are, you're allowed to tell people. If they do know who you are, then don't show off and say who you are. That's not proper. So, like upon him, we are coming out that there are certain times when they don't know you, you're allowed to tell them who you are. But again, you're only allowed to use the Torah to something that you're not chayiv in. But something that you would be chayiv if not, like the case of Rav Tarfin there, you should not use your Torah and talk about Rav Tarfin all his life. You know he's pekuch and epesh, but it bothered Rav Tarfin on his level that he used the Torah to save himself.